Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bridging the Gap with Doc and BG. We're bored tonight. Wanted to give y'all an opportunity to call in bullshit. So, hey, call in. Number's 215-383-3864. We'll be taking questions, comments, maybe even a complaint or two. Never know. So here we are. Call in. What's up, Doc? What's going on?
Not much.
Same.
We're missing our theme song.
I tell you what, that never gets old.
Oh, it's a glorious song.
I have no idea why we picked that one, but it worked.
Oh, no, I masturbate to this song.
I don't know how.
I use the Cheers of Enemies.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's enough. Kill it.
Nope.
Nope. All right. So here we are. We don't have anybody else really scheduled except Walter Charlie. He might call in a minute. Ain't no telling. So we're just going to sit here and read the phone book till somebody wants to call in. We can start calling people. We got all kind of numbers from everybody.
We can. I had a bunch of... A bunch of people told me they were upset at us, so they were gonna call in, but nobody's called in. You always give everybody when they talk shit about us on social media, and then say, "Hey, call in." They're like, "I'm calling you guys, and I'm gonna give you all this bullshit," and they're gonna say all this kind of shit on fucking Facebook, and then they never call in. You always got a free median here, but apparently they never want to call in.
Well, you know, it is what it is. We give them a chance. You know, we can't make them call. And we'd probably just hang up on them anyway for being retarded. I mean, I'm not just going to listen to somebody just daggone throw us under the bus. Now, if you want to talk about anything, you know, like real people, instead of just a bunch of name calling and blah, 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 well, you know, we can talk about things. I don't know. It is what it is. So we're not doing our two-hour shows anymore. You know, it's summertime.
Hello? Hey, T-Bone.
Hey.
Hey, T-Bone, you're on here bridging the gap with Doc and BG. Nobody else called in, so I called you.
Oh.
Everybody else is being little punk bitches.
Yeah, we've only been on live for, you know, like 3.5 minutes, so we'll give them a few minutes. Maybe they'll... listen for a minute and be like, I got something to say.
I say I hadn't been on in a while.
Yeah, been a while.
I was just saying this while he was calling you. We kind of took a break for the summer. You know, we got a lot less people on during the summer anyway. You know, everybody's out living their life, you know, and I got baseball going and daggone softball going. So it's kind of hard to do our normal Tuesday 2-hour show when I'm not even at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in a softball league now, and I play on Monday night, so I understand.
Right. Yeah. Well, there was no sense in keeping the show and, you know, getting charged $40 a month and not doing any, so we just went down to a smaller package, which is pretty much, it's actually free. So we get 30 minutes a day, a free live show, and then every now and again we just pull one off.
Hey, there you go. That works even better. And it's free?
Yeah, it's
well,
free.
Yeah, and you know, on our Facebook social media page you put on there about we're going to do the page again, and there are 2 or 3 people fucking butt hurt and so they're going to fucking kick their ass and all that kind of shit, and the same thing is like, hey, you guys are fucking fakers, and so, you know, I threw it out again. It's like, hey, we're going to be in Detroit, Michigan, you know, when are we going to be there, 23rd, 24th?
I think we're going to leave here the 23rd,
yeah. Yeah, as I say, I'll be there the 24th.
Yeah. So
we'll
all be there the 24th, and I know there's all these fucking haters on us, so, you know.
Let's give them the whole lowdown. We'll be there the 24th through what, the 26th or 7th?
Tuesday morning we're taking off. That Tuesday morning we're going to go to Pepper's
house. I'll pull up a calendar real quick.
That Tuesday morning we're going to Pepper's house in Ohio, so that'll be another spot. That's three spots they can meet us, and then that Wednesday through that Saturday we'll be at Campbellsville, Kentucky. So there's a third spot they can all
so yeah, Thursday the 23rd we're leaving, and then we're going to be back in Ohio on the 29th, and then actually we'll be there the 28th and leaving out the 29th in the afternoon. So we'll be back in Kentucky on the 29th, and then what do you say, Doc? You're staying down to the 3rd?
The 2nd or the 3rd.
Okay, so that's up till that Saturday or Sunday. So the 2nd or the 3rd, Saturday or Sunday. So feel free to come meet us. We're also going to have admins from Infantry Follow Me, Them Grunts, Light Infantry, a couple more places. So, we're going to have a few admin around. And we got us a caller. So caller, ending in 5566. You're now live, Bridging the Gap.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is it?
First time caller.
Outstanding.
First
I didn't
time.
Think I recognized the number, huh?
Oh, this
so
is Jesse. Dan. This is Jesse. I'm Dan Frisch.
Oh, Jesse. LOA,
yeah.
League of Assassins. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
Well,
are
welcome.
You doing?
How's Danny doing?
Michigan?
Oh, what time? Hey, Jess, didn't Danny retire now?
Yeah, he cleared last week.
Yeah.
He's
officially done. Danny's the one that we called about our other admin that we're trying to vet about the ammunition specialist a few months ago. Do you remember calling talking to a guy about the ammo specialist?
I remember that.
Yeah, that's his wife, Jesse. Jesse and I were, League of Assassins, way back in MySpace, 2006, 2007, playing video games where I got back on the internet real big.
We had a few summer vacations together with the kiddos, and we run around a little bit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you located now, Jesse?
Mid-Missouri.
I was actually just there, three or four months ago.
God. Hey, Jess, was T-Bone there with you, my sister's oldest son? You probably were. Weren't you T-Bone?
I think so. I think I remember you, Jesse. I think so.
Yeah,
we went
I think
Brandon.
I met you a few different times. Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah.
Small world. Apparently small show, too. You know,
with the internet, everything's small.
Yeah. Especially when talking about BG.
Yeah. I'm a giant. Yeah,
so I heard you guys saying that you went down to only 30 minutes on the shows now. So I know you don't have any much time.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it all up.
Hey, it ain't like anybody else is probably going to call in. So, hey.
No, we went down to 30 minutes. We're not paying for them. We're going to pick it back up after the summer. Probably July or August. We'll go back up to the regular shows.
Okay. There was no sense in spending $40 for those 3 months. It's really hectic, so, hey.
Yeah, I heard you.
A lot of times, you know, Jesse, our biggest point, or probably my biggest point about it is, on the social media side of it, you see all these other people that, because I'm not telling what my real name is, a lot of people think I'm a fake. I'm not a real person. I'm not a corpsman. I'm not in the military and all that kind of stuff. I really think it's funny because, very few people ever call on this show, and I always call in, or you guys call in, all my buddies call in, or, people I've actually met in person all call in, but none of the other people ever call in.
I think they're all just pansy pussies. I mean... You know, we call those keyboard.
I like how you said that the online was too much drama or whatever back in the day, and here you are now on your blog radio dealing with different drama.
Well, I've upgraded.
Check this out. Back in the day, he come on and started being an admin for me, and, you know, I admin a few other pages. I'm like, hey, let's add you over to Warriors Cross. No, I'm good. And now he's on, like, fucking 12 pages, bunch of groups.
I know. He adds me to all of them, too.
They're everywhere.
Well,
now.
Yeah. Hey, when I was deployed, I had a couple of big accounts on Mafia Wars and you know, the other Google Gamer accounts. And Jess was one of the people who used to actually run my accounts when I was deployed.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was always the one that kept track of Dan and sent him care packages and played his game for him while he was gone and didn't have internet access. And
keep
that was
his
my
kill
job.
Count up. She's probably better than you, wasn't she?
Well, yeah. I just like to. I like to get on. There's an old thing called XAT, called X Chat, and that's where you used to go on there and just, you know, have fun typing and stuff like that. Of course, I can't spell with the shit, so everybody always made fun of me about that. So they all played my game. I gave them, you know, my gamer access to it, and people got fucking pissed about it, and I gave them my gamer access, and I was like, I'm not even playing. I just like to go on here and type. But it just fucking killed everybody.
Yeah, Dan had a really big account, so we would always knock people around with it and piss them off, and then they come back and whine at him about it.
Pansies.
Well, I'm surprised, you know, we didn't have one hater. I mean, as much shit as people's been talking lately, it looked like we'd have at least one come in and say, fuck you, piece of shit, I hope you die, suck start a damn shotgun. But, you know.
Hey, Jess, now that Danny's retired, what are y'all doing?
Well, he just officially cleared as of last week, so then he headed down to Oklahoma to see his parents. So he's not home yet. He's finally enjoying his time. He's finally got time off, and he doesn't have to be anywhere, so he's enjoying it right now. He should be
home
tomorrow.
Terminal leave?
Yeah, he's terminal leave right now.
Gosh, the kids got to be getting big.
Yeah, they won't stop growing. I tried. I keep feeding them.
Are y'all going to be? I know you're in. I don't want to tell your city you're in, but can y'all make it up to up in Detroit where we're going to be up next month? Or
there's no way I'm going to Detroit.
That's what I said originally, but he's kind of talked me into it. I was like, I don't want to be there.
Man.
That's a piece of shit.
It ain't that bad.
Look, I do not look the type that would be there.
Remember, I've never been in combat.
Well,
I don't know if I could manage in Detroit or not.
Well, if BG can manage, you can manage. BG looks like some fucking Smoky Mountains redneck motherfucker. I mean, you look at him, he's got like a 9-inch fucking beard. He just looks like some hillbilly ass motherfucker. He's not going to fit in Detroit, so we're probably going to have to protect him.
It's more like a foot beard almost.
Why are you guys going to Detroit?
To what?
I said, why are you going to Detroit?
I got a cousin up there that's graduating. So we're going to go up there for his graduation. We're going to have a family reunion, and then hopefully we're going to meet up with a couple other different admins off of some other Facebook pages on the Army side, some grunts. And then we may even meet up with some haters that hate us too. So some people have been talking shit on Facebook. So
we're going to have a dance-off. We're going
to
go in a parking lot, and we're going to do an old-school rap battle and a dance-off.
Yeah, right in the back alley.
Yeah.
If Eminem shows up, let me know.
I doubt it.
I don't think there'll be any old Mafia War guys that we already have, bad beef with TA or Sadie, or any of those people from TFS.
So, I think everybody enjoyed your post there, Dan.
Which one?
The one where you just let everybody go nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's BG that we're talking to right now. I was like, hey, yeah, everybody. Because I was calling. I was like, hey, when are you going to be home? He's like, maybe like an hour and a half. I was like, okay, cool, thanks. He's like, why? Oh, no reason. And so I put that on bug out. Everybody's like going fucking nuts. Somebody got reported off there, and I was like, oh, God. Because I put that little precursor to it. I was like,
you know, that doesn't mean that somebody in the group actually reported them. It could have been just Facebook. They scan the posts anyway,
well,
and
we get a notification on those usually.
Yeah, I've had the same notification when I
Facebook.
Yeah, it'll say, you know, Facebook auto reported this, and we didn't get that. So somebody done it. Somebody gone and did it.
I was staying still kind of calm. I didn't go full-blown because I don't know everybody in the group, so I was trying not to offend everybody on the planet, just a few people.
Well, we don't do many free-for-alls, so pretty much get them in when you can. And
I noticed.
When we're doing something similar to that, I'll go through and, like, take all the porn off. You know, we can't be showing nuts or titties and vagina. I mean, you know, it's funny and everything, but I just don't want to lose the page because you're so cooter.
What? What'd Dan say?
I don't know. He was laughing.
Michael.
But yeah, like I said, I don't want to lose the page just because somebody wanted to post some cooter.
Right.
You know, it's taking too long to build it up to what it is.
I'm telling you, Bo. You can't see me. Trying to get me to play basketball while I'm holding the phone. What do you think I am, Steph Curry?
And I can't believe nobody else has called in. They didn't forgot about the show. It's like, they're a piece of shit.
Well, I probably would have done it had you not posted the link up there, because I totally forgot where it was and all that stuff. So you put it right there in the middle of all the damn stuff, and I saw it.
I saw Bill commented on it, and so John's like, it's like all these people going out. It's like, yeah, it's like the old Mafia Wars crews from League of Assassins posting up there. You, Bill, and, you know, a couple other people, Stacy, and people putting up the old gamer people up there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting on bug out. We got 15 minutes left. Are y'all going to call? We have a 15-minute after show as well, but you must call.
How old are the kids now, Jess?
Yeah.
Well, the oldest one just turned 14.
Oh, gosh.
I feel your
heart.
Yeah, that's the oldest of my daughter. You remember my daughter?
Yes, I remember your daughter.
Last? Yeah, she's
14. Yeah, she was like 7.
Yeah, hey, BG got to meet Kate this past December.
Who?
Got to meet
who?
Meeting
Katie.
Oh, yeah, Katie.
We went up to Branson, and Kate, well, first time you ever see him was on Skype at Lisa's place in Virginia.
Right.
Yep, we only have 10 minutes.
My oldest son is 16 now.
Yeah, I knew you said he was driving.
Yeah. Stay off the roads.
Well, you're down to 10 minutes. What are you going to talk about?
The weather, maybe read the phone book. I don't know.
So my question is, I work an hour away from home. So if something were to happen, like an EMP or something, and I can't start my vehicle, what's the best way to get back to my house?
Well, I guess in the Army we call them LPCs. That's a leather personnel carrier. That's your boots.
I got those. I got to wear them at work. They're steel toed.
there you go. There's the start. Now, I guess you could say, have you ever seen those little fold-up bicycles?
No, I haven't.
So you wanted it? They got little fold-up bicycles that, you know, actually fold down pretty small. You could throw it in your trunk. Bam. I mean, it's better than walking.
Yeah. So it's like 57 miles.
Well, to walk 57 miles, that's going to take you a minute. You know, it's going to take a minute on a bicycle, but, you know, it's going to be easier than walking it. Now, do you
right.
have a everyday carry bag you have in there, you know, like with a few supplies, maybe a couple days' worth of food and water?
No, not yet.
A snack or anything?
I put some thought into it, but I haven't acted on it yet because I'm still trying to figure out exactly how I want to approach it.
Well,
but,
you can message me, and we can get a group chat going with you, Doc, and I. And, you know, I could give you some pictures of past bags that I put together for people. And we've raffled one off here for the softball team just like last week. You could build a decent bag for around $100, $150. But when you start getting a crazy expensive knife or a crazy expensive like a Gerber or multi-tool, you really get into some, you know, some people won't buy a knife if it ain't over $50 or $80, you know. You don't necessarily have to spend that much on a knife or a Gerber multi-tool. But,
well,
you know,
$150 They just passed the law that you don't have to have
setup.
License for concealed carry here in Missouri. But
right.
I'm not allowed to be armed at work or on property. So that's totally
yeah.
out of the question.
No,
yeah,
no,
but it
no,
ain't
no.
like they're going to go out
you're
there
just,
and search.
No, no, that's either. Not true. You're not allowed to You're not allowed to be caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well,
that's
I don't
why you just keep
it.
That thing in the trunk. And don't get pissed off on lunch break. Go out there and
no,
get
no,
it.
No,
and
never.
No, all right, geez. We got another caller. You want to bring them on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hey, caller ending in 0233. You're now live.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? Who
Hello?
Do we got here?
This is Devin.
Oh, what's up, Devin? How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, man. Not too bad, I guess.
Okay, well, welcome to
Walking
the show. We
my
only
yard.
Got about 7 minutes left, so anything you got to talk about in particular or just bullshitting?
Oh, just bullshitting. Calling to pass off some time, drinking a beer.
Yep, I'm drinking my first one now. So you can hang around for the after show, too. We get an extra 15 minutes, but nobody else can call in. So if you're out there listening, y'all get in while you can.
Is it
right.
still like
go
the afterbirth type deal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the afterbirth.
Yeah. Since we're only doing the 30-minute shows, they only give us 15-minute after show. When we was doing the two-hour show, they give us a full hour. So, you know, it is what it is.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Right on. So, where are you located? You don't got to
South
narrow
Carolina.
It down a whole lot.
Right
yeah,
on. Yeah, South Carolina. South Carolina.
How's the weather
yeah,
out
I've
there?
Called
it's
in.
Crazy
my
here.
Bad. It's a pretty clear skies tonight. I mean,
yeah.
It was saying that it was supposed to rain, but we didn't get nothing.
Right. I was sitting out on the porch after getting back from softball, and it was beautiful. You know, it was really hot in the house and stuffy. We've been shut up and things, and one good gust of wind, next thing you know, just raining like, you know, pouring pee out of a boot. So it kind of ruined
exactly.
my day. It ruined my
That's what happened
outside.
To me Monday.
Got all my chairs wet, even though it only lasted around, you know, 45 minutes. You know, I don't want to go sit in a wet chair. But anyway, thanks for calling in. Have you ever called in before or you just listened? I don't recognize
Yeah, I called in Yeah, I called in one time before. Had a Master Chief on. I believe I was like the only caller.
Well, that's happened
yeah.
quite a few shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what it was all about. I remember talking about, what was it, like favoritism and everything, like good old boy system in the military and whatnot.
Right. I got a question.
Yeah, it was
Doc has a little bit different view than I do, but I kind of got on people tonight a little bit. They told us we're going to have to play softball games, their makeup games, on Monday. And I was like, well, that's Memorial Day. That's not a day to have a bunch of barbecues, you know, and get everybody here and play organized sports. You know, that's the day we're supposed to be, you know, remembering our fallen veterans, you know. And he's like, well, it is what it is. And I was like, well, that ain't fucking right, you know. It don't make it right just because you say it's okay. Well, Doc has more of the, hey, it's a day off. You know, we can still do the remembrance of them and everything. But, you know, why not go play a game? What's your stance?
Well, I feel like, you know, it should be a day of memory. Like, I've lost brothers, you know. It's
right.
It's definitely a rough day for me to...
You know, my first thought was, what about people that need to travel, you know, and go check out on others? And, you know, a lot of people like to place flowers, you know, and things. What about that? Are they not going to be able to do it? Or are they just going to not show up to a game? You know, it's kind of putting extra stress. You know, that's supposed to be a day of remembrance, I think. I don't think you should choose. Do I go put flowers on somebody's grave or do I go play a softball game?
Yeah, I feel you on that one. I wouldn't personally. I don't think I'll be able to go and play the game, especially since the day means more to me than a holiday. You know, it's not a joyous holiday. Like me and my buddy Will's talking about that. Like it's like hell. Memorial Day is becoming like the next. I don't know where they're always having a sale on some fucking holiday for this.
I was going to get to that for my next point.
Yeah, like...
I don't think it's a day to save money. You know, come here, our big Memorial Day sale. Eat a free hot dog and buy a car.
Yeah.
That's a...
And then
Monday...
It's kind of like
I'm going right to the veterans. Not the veterans, but there's a cemetery, veterans, you know, cemetery out here. And that's where I'm going. I've spent about half a day out there.
So, hey Michael... Do you remember the cemetery I took y'all at?
That's where I'm going.
Yeah. So, to me, I'll add my little kind of difference to it is I think that, you know, people, no matter what they choose to, you know, if they want to have a barbecue, you know, your hot dog, cheeseburger, you know, whatever have you, I think that, you know, that day is for you. You know, if I were to die... And you know, the many times I've been deployed, I wouldn't come back and go, oh, my God, why are you not, you know, spending 24 hours thinking about me? I would think back, dude, man, fucking go out there, get fucking laid, drink beer, eat a fucking KFC and have a fucking good time, man.
I'm not saying we need to have
a
total somber day of, you know, don't barbecue, you know, because, like you said, if I died on a deployment, I want people to live the life that I would have led, you know what I mean? Have fun and stuff. But I think that's more, that could be a personal day, if you will. You know, we don't need to gather and have like softball tournaments or just softball games. I think they should give people that day off, you know, and originally it was scheduled to be off that day, but we've had a lot of rain out games. So they're like, hey, we're going to use this day to do that.
1 minute left. Everybody stay on line.
1 minute. Hey, let's everybody stand up. We're going to take a few seconds to pretty much remember our fallen before we get into our show. So 10 seconds of silence for our fallen veterans. It's not too much to ask you. There's many things that I could have done different in this old world. Some of my choices weren't the best, but I'll tell you what, I think joining the military is the best choice I ever made. It's given me a truck hood for life. I've met a lot of good people, and I just want to thank everybody for your service. That's including my wife. I would have never met her. She was from California, and we met in Korea. So thank you, darling. All right, We're in the
she
after.
Probably regrets that. She probably regrets well, that.
Like I said, you know, I've made some bad choices. But anyway, we got 15 more minutes before they're going to cut us off. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in, by the way. This was Doc's idea. No, actually, it was mine. Doc was like, all right, I'm going to get off here. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm like, let's do a show. He's like, okay.
Yes. But, hey, BG, Doc, everybody else is still on. I'm about to roll off.
All right, Michael. I guess unless we have another show that you hop on, I'll see you up in 8 Mile. Yeah, up in 8 Mile. I'm going to feel like an Eminem video. I'm going to wear me some big old chains and shit.
You're going to be right beside it, right where we're at.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm going to take my AR and my bug out bag.
Well, of course you're going to take your bug out bag.
I don't know. Doc told me I couldn't. He's like, you got too much shit.
Hey, that bug out bag, I don't know. That bug out bag's not real big, but it's got freaking everything.
Oh, it's got a bunch more added into it since you've seen it.
How'd you fit more in there?
Well, you just keep learning. I mean, you put it in there and you let it set for a couple days and you shake it a couple times and shit starts migrating down to the bottom. You just open it up and slide it in at the top.
No, that's what you said.
Open it up, slide it in at the top. Yeah. No, it's not really hard. I mean, I didn't put a bunch of, you know, huge things in there. You know, I put like a folding saw. I put some Mylar sleeping bags in there. Just a few little odd ends, but you know, it's always getting better. It's never over. You know, pretty soon I'm gonna have to migrate out of that bag and get me a new bag. Now I've got a couple different style bags. I don't want to use really my rucksack for just my 3 to 5 day bag. You know, that's like a never going home again bag. You know, it's got a lot more clothes in it, you know, and socks, underwear, hats, gloves kind of thing. But I don't want to carry that in my 3 to 5 day bag. I can pretty much endure what I got with just a hoodie, you know, for 3 days. Ain't no sense in carrying, you know, a week's worth of clothes.
But, well, T-Bone's off, so BG, Dot. If you guys don't have another show before then, I'll see you guys there.
All right, we'll be there. We're going to get there a day early so we get to pick our better bedroom. And you get to, like, sleep on the floor and shit.
Blow up an air mattress.
All right, man. We'll holler to you.
All right, man. Take it easy.
I think we lost Jess as well. We still got, I believe he said his name is Dwayne, right? You still here, Dwayne?
Hello?
Yeah, you're still here.
Yeah. So, what's the deal? What are we going to talk about now? You know, we got about another 10, 12 minutes. Talk about fucking or something. My wife said, let's talk about fucking or something. That was the way my stepdad would get out of conversations that he didn't like. He would just blurt out of nowhere. He was really quiet, never really cussed much, and all of a sudden he'd just stand up and be like, let's talk about fucking or something. And everybody's like, oh, God. Maybe we need to change the subject. But anyway, it's good and quiet. We didn't have any haters call, Doc. I'm surprised, man. We give them so many chances. I don't ever really get them. I mean, is it because I'll have their phone number? They could call in from a private number. I mean, there's even a way you can call in through Skype. You know, and it seems as much as people hate us, some of them will go buy a burner phone just to daggone be able to call in and talk shit to us. You know, what I would do is use my mom's phone so everybody's sending her the dick pics.
That's all your mother needs.
But anyway, so, somebody say something interesting.
I have anything interesting to say.
Well, I guess we could call it a night. Let your old geriatric ass go to bed. Yeah. He beats off with Geritol.
Thinking about you pulling on your fucking beard.
Oh, that's nasty.
Well, your beard, you comb it for me. Get all the lice out of it.
Oh, yeah, Got to keep the beard clean. I don't know. So you going to grow you a beard when you get out of the Navy? Grow you a big daggone Fu Manchu?
I don't know. I'll
Jessica
go for,
just said you were going to look like a dork if you grew a beard.
I'd look like a dork now.
Well, I know, but you'd look like a big hairy penis then instead of just like a big bald one.
Yeah, I mean, it possibly could be. I mean, I'd look like a fucking dork now. People look at me now. If the fucking people on social media that fucking hate us look at us, look at me and go, man, I can beat that motherfucker's ass. He looks like a dork.
Yeah, but you show up and you're like 6'4".
That's the look I'm going for. I wouldn't look like a fucking dork, like you can beat my ass.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know, it is what it is. I've said that a lot tonight, but, that's the truth. It is what it is. But, I don't know. I can't even really imagine you in, like, a goatee or nothing.
I don't know if I could grow a goatee.
You got one of those Indian beards, Apache here, Apache there?
Yeah.
I don't know, though. You've been in the military almost 20 years. It'll probably be a lot thicker than it was when you went in.
That's
a lot of shaving. Do you have to shave every day, Doc, or can you get a couple days out of a day?
No, I go, sometimes I go once a week. Most of the
Are
time
you fucking serious?
Week.
They was getting on me in the afternoons. They're like, dude, you're going to have to start shaving a little bit at lunch.
No, I'm not a real boy. I don't have to shave every day.
I'm not a real boy. Well, every now and again, I'd try to skip for PT and then, shave before my 9 o'clock formation. And they frowned on that, too. They're like, no, dude, you can't show up. I was like, well, I just shaved yesterday morning. It's been 24 hours. Like, it don't matter. You're going to have to at least hit it with electric a little bit on your chin. I'm like, motherfuckers. So that's when I got out of the military, and I'm like, I'm never shaving again. No, I have done it a couple times, but they've been really bad choices.
I guess that's it for the night, man.
Yeah, nobody's talking. It says we still got old boy on the line with us, but I don't know. Are you still there? I don't reckon. So, yeah, Doc, we're going to go ahead and end the show. So, I want to thank everybody for calling in, and thanks for bridging the gap with Doc and BG. I don't know when our next show will be.
In Detroit, I guess.
Yeah, you can meet us in Detroit. You can meet us in Ohio, or you can come camping with us here in the backwoods of Kentucky. Promise, we will not have any banjos, but we probably will have a guitar. So, hit us up, but we're out for the night.